You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, time for a trending report so we can keep you up to date on what's going on around the world. This is all brought to you by Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. They're not your typical HVAC company. Find out why when you book an appointment today. EfficientComfortCO.com. Well, as expected, the Avalanche pummeled the Detroit Red Wings last night, 7-2. Tonight, though, it's the big showdown at Ball Arena between the world champion Denver Nuggets and the team with the best record in the NBA, the Celtics. That game is on national TV tonight. Tip-off is late. It's at 8 o'clock. So go out and have a good old time. Tear them up. What else is going on in the world? Let's start with some tragic news. Remember the tragic shooting death on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie?
How can I forget?
Well, yesterday, a jury convicted the movie's weapons supervisor, known as the Armorer, of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors claim that Hannah Gutierrez-Reed brought live ammunition onto the set of the movie. The movie is called Rust. And that she ignored basic industry gun safety guidelines. The cinematographer of the film, Helena Hutchins, was killed when Alec Baldwin, the lead actor and a co-producer of the movie, pointed the gun at Hutchins on a movie set outside Santa Fe. The gun went off. She was killed, and the film's director was wounded in all of this. So the weapons supervisor has been convicted. Alec Baldwin has been indicted on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. And Jeremy, his trial is scheduled to begin in July.
All right. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
That will be all over everything.
Sure will.
You know, when he goes to trial?
Yep. Ugh, horrible.
Oh, what else is going on? You've had vanity plates before.
I had two cars. I had a black Corvette, and then when I sold that, I put them on a Jeep that I had. I just transferred them over. It said Thriller. I had them on the black vet because it was just a thrill to drive, so it was a thriller,
They did a survey. They found that 14% of people right now have vanity plates. Another 12% say they've had them in the past, and 26% would consider it.
Yes. I like them. I love them, actually. I think they're great.
What would you get now?
What
would they say?
I have never been more in love with my wife than I was yesterday, because it was funny. I was sending her some links to a bright green Ford Bronco that I kind of have my eye on. It's bright green. And she shot back with some vanity license plate ideas that involved the Ninja Turtles. And I went downstairs and gave her a big kiss on the lips. And I said, I have never loved you more.
So it'd be like Donatello or something.
I'm not going to give it away, which she said, but I was like, whoa, you're kind of geeking out on me here a little bit. I like it. I like it a lot.
I've never had them. I would never get them. That's just not my jam,
I will say they're distracting. That's the one downside. If you're like behind somebody and you're driving, it's kind of like all you focus on because, you're trying to figure it out.
Figure it out. I do like those. I like the ones where you've got to try to puzzle them out. That's fun to watch. But the best part of the whole survey, because this was 20,000 people who were surveyed, and it was 5% of people. That means 1,000 people, when asked, weren't sure if they've ever had vanity plates before.
Oh, God.
I can't help it. I love the I'm not sure crowd. They are not that bright.
Yep.
You just need to care for them is what you need to do. Adam Sandler is the highest paid actor of last year, and he didn't even have a movie in theaters. This is all because of his Netflix contract. He made $73 million without a movie in the theaters. And you love Adam Sandler.
So I was doing some research on him, and he is worth about $500 million now. He's worth $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's a producer, and he owns the rights and everything to a lot of his movies that come out. And they said after his success with Big Daddy, he signed a lucrative deal with Sony that landed him a base salary of $20 million per movie, including 20 to 25% of each project's gross profits. So that's where he's just raking it in.
You know what? He has managed his career very well.
Yeah, it's
good
right.
for him.
Number
two on the list,
paycheck.
By the way. Number two did have a movie in theaters. It was Margot Robbie. She made $59 million last year.
Oh, okay.
Good for her.
Yeah, great.
Speaking of movies, a couple of the biggie franchises, John Wick and Twilight, are now going to be coming to a TV near you. They are turning them into TV series. I've not seen any of the John Wick. I've only seen a few minutes of Twilight because my wife and stepdaughter love that whole movie series. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Gretchen to like something like that. That's what I can't figure out. Anyway, they're going to make John Wick and Twilight TV series. And the Twilight ones, Jeremy, are going to be animated.
Cute. That'll be fun.
So cartoon vampires.
Cute.
Both of these series have done quite well. The John Wick movies have pulled in more than $1 billion, and the Twilight series has grossed almost $3.5 billion. And then lastly, I'm a sports fan, but I'm not this kind of a sports fan. I won't do anything for my team. I will enjoy watching them, but I will not give up body parts for my team. Kansas City Chiefs fans have been treated back in January for frostbite because they all went to that super cold playoff game between the Chiefs and the Dolphins where it was below zero just with the temperature and then wind chill minus 27. Dozens and dozens of people treated for frostbite. And you're saying, well, why is this in the news now? Well, because 70% of those victims who went to that football game are now being advised to schedule amputations.
Yeah, they got to cut off fingers and toes and stuff.
Fingers, toes,
nasty.
And who knows what else.
The pictures that are floating around online are really nasty.
They're disgusting.
They're really bad.
One of the guys that's going to have parts amputated says he took his gloves off for all of just 5 minutes to put up a tent outside Arrowhead Stadium, and now he's going to lose digits.
You're touching those metal poles. It was minus 28 wind chill. Yeah.
You know, I hope your team is worth giving up body parts for.
I want to know, there was multiple guys out there with their shirts off, beating their chests, out in the snow. Like, are they chopping their nipples off now or something? I mean,
I don't know. I've wondered.
They
the
looked
same
a little
thing.
Frosty.
Like, I can see that you can cut off a finger, but what do you do if your chest is frostbitten?
I know. Oh, it's horrible. Ugh.
What else is trending?
Well, I do want to give you a quick update because I was talking yesterday about the big C-470 closure that was supposed to start today.
Oh, yeah.
C-470 in Santa Fe. Well, with this upcoming storm rolling in, they have postponed it one day. So the around the clock work is going to start 7 p.m. tomorrow now until 5:30 a.m. on March 14th. So just a little heads up on that. If that is your route, I know thousands of people travel 470. So that is starting tomorrow. 470 in Santa Fe closed. Here's a silly new dating trend. They're calling it online. This guy is popping. His name is Colin. And Colin and his girlfriend invented this new date night. It was during a blizzard last year. And they call it bottle night. He says, what we do is we lock our phones away, turn off the TV, we each grab a bottle of wine, and we sit there and talk. And we enjoy each other's presence.
Have some quality time together. I love that they, quote, invented
we just discovered
out
this
and drinking.
Right. They're just putting their phones down and getting wasted together. What? This is fantastic. What a great idea.
I mean, not to pick on younger generations again, but I mean, you're not inventing these things, folks.
Hashtag bottle night.
People have been sitting around drinking together for a long time.
Oh,
hey,
God.
We just discovered that we can drink and talk.
Yeah, that we like know things about
we
each other.
We invented this.
And then we make out. It's awesome.
God.
Stupid. Anyway, that's not a new dating thing online right now. Somebody is on eBay right now trying to sell the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. Have you seen this story floating around? It looks like a sex toy, you guys, for a man. And somebody has one on eBay right now for $800. So if you're hard up, pun intended, for some action, you can go onto eBay and try to score yourself the Dune 2 popcorn bucket.
It looks too painful to me.
Painful? I thought it looked like it might tickle too much.
Oh. Depends on what the material is, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's rubber.
If it's made out of steel, forget it.
No, you don't want to go in on that. New documentary coming out on Steve Martin. Did you watch the trailer for this? Coming to Apple TV.
No, I want to know about this. I love him.
Just dropped yesterday, and I watched the three-minute trailer, and it makes me want to sign back up for Apple TV for like a month just to watch it. It looks really, really good.
When does this debut?
I don't have the date. It just says the trailer dropped yesterday. I didn't see a date, release date on the story, but it's coming out. If they've got the trailer and they're promoting it, probably within the next month or two.
You know, I love almost everything Steve Martin has ever done, with the exception of his current hit, Only Murders in the Building.
See, and I hear the total opposite from so many people on that they love it.
No, I'm aware that I'm kind of on an island.
Because I want to watch it.
I love his other stuff, but that to me is just, that's too idiotic.
Too much, huh?
You know what? If you want to see a side of Steve Martin you maybe have never seen before, check out some of his drama that he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's a great
actor.
You know,
like, what's that one called? Spanish Prisoner? I mean, it's a dark
Three
movie
Amigos?
Or whatever.
I mean.
Go see Spanish Prisoner if you want to see him do something serious. It's like, who's the
He's like
Melissa
Robin
McCarthy.
Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams doing serious stuff.
And
like
honestly,
Good Will Hunting.
Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Yeah.
These comics are dramatic actors.
When they shift over and do something in the drama field, often it works. Quite good.
It totally works. Here's something completely different. Today is National Cereal Day. A lot of people are having fun with it. Fruity Pebbles released a sneaker. Chobani released a cereal-flavored oat milk. I might try it. Some news station did a big story on the history of Cereal City, USA. That's actually a thing in Michigan. And, of course, the top 30,
it's
top
Battle
10.
Battle Creek, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the Kellogg's...
The home of Kellogg's back in the day, I guess.
Yeah, they were making cereals for people in mental institutions, as I recall.
Well...
That's how they got their start.
How about that?
Wild.
I can't stop listening to the Rice Krispies pop. Which is funny, because it came in at number one as the best cereal.
Is it just because of the treat that's made with it?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Maybe. I'm going Reese's Puffs all day long. Reese's Puffs, like, you can have a couple cocktails on a Friday night and eat the entire box of a Reese's.
You know what we should
Reese's
do
Puffs.
For the next trending report? We should play this clip of Jerry Seinfeld talking about cereal and the shamelessness of, like, sugary cereals.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty damn funny.
Have you ever just sat down and eaten an entire box of cereal? It's not difficult.
In
one sitting, probably like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or the Reese's Puffs. I can down the entire box.
I haven't, but I see how it could be done because the boxes aren't that big.
It's like three bowls. I mean,
yeah.
Then you hate yourself afterwards. But all right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny link if you're a nudist or looking to become a nudist. Pittsburgh's Naturalism Group is hosting a naked bowling night. They're calling it Balls Out Bowling. It's going on April 28th, full nudity, except the ladies. If you feel uncomfortable, you can wear bottoms, but don't you just kind of want to be a fly on the wall during that event?
I don't want to be within 10 miles of it, because I've seen the people who go bowling.
It's bad naked. It's definitely bad naked. So you can read all about it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.